KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have two Fresno State guests with me today. Our First Lady at Fresno State, Mary Castro. Welcome, Mary.
Good morning, Frank.
And Jessica Medina, the coordinator of our food security project at Fresno State. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Today, we're also going to talk about food security project and some of the projects that are associated with it. And later in the show, we're going to have a couple of comments from our students who have benefited from our cupboard and some of our programs to give their side of how this has been important to them. So, Mary, I know you had a vision for this, you and the president, early on. In fact, you mentioned to me, I don't think I was here more than 24 hours or something, that how important it was that we have a cupboard on campus
yes.
and get into some food security projects. Tell me a little bit about why this is so important to you and the president, and then what your vision was for this food security project and other initiatives.
Well, thank you, Frank. How it came to our attention was because of a study that was done by a graduate student, and it made us aware that there were over 30% of the students who participated in that survey were food insecure. And when I heard that, I tried to look at types of programs that we had in the surrounding community that helped people with food issues. And we have the Bulldog Pantry, which is a student-ran volunteer opportunity where our students gather food and they hand out a bag once a week to community members in the Sierra Madre neighborhood. And so I went there to volunteer, and I didn't see our students in the line, even though I knew this number. And so it's just across the street. Why weren't they going there? Why weren't they getting that kind of service? So we did a year of focus groups because we wanted to find out what was different about a student that needed this type of support versus a family that needed it. And there were a lot of dynamics. A lot of it was around the stigma that is associated with food insecurity. It was about students feeling guilty or feeling like they were ashamed that they were in that situation. Mm-hmm. Then they wouldn't go to those type of pantries or food giveaways because they felt that, you know, they were able-bodied. Why were they in this line when they're taking a spot of a family? And what we really wanted to do was to first listen to them and find out how best could we serve them. What could we create that would make the most of our resources and then meet their need? And that's how we came up with the Fresno State Student Cupboard. We also wanted it to be from the campus to the students, a way for them to be supported and to know that it was a bridge. It's never been meant to be their sole source of food. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to help them through a difficult time and to give them the sustenance that they need in order to do the best in their classes.
Great. So why is it so important, do you believe, for our students to have their own cupboard? What was the driving force in some of your listening and discussions for that? Beyond the fact you were talking about they didn't really want to take away from another family, you know, what were some of your thoughts there?
Number one, we needed to build trust with the students. We needed them to know that we were here to support them, just like when they go get counseling, when they go for advising for their classes, mm-hmm. when they get financial aid. There are a lot of different services that support them in having a sense of belonging on the campus and knowing that we are here to help them reach their goal. So if we are looking at student success, you have to look at what is touching the student and what do they touch. And Jessica will talk about the fact that there are issues with homelessness. There are issues with it might be a student traveling from a distance and that is taking up their budget to where they aren't able to have food to eat during the day when they're here at campus. All those things play in, and I can't do my best work if I'm hungry or if I'm worried about where the next meal is going to come from for my child. The other part of it was personal hygiene items, because I know if they're cutting back on food, they're cutting back on personal hygiene, and if they don't feel confident about themselves, they're going to start missing class, and that's a cycle we don't want them to fall into. Mm-hmm. So if we can look at those things that many people take for granted because you don't have to think about it, but we have a lot of our students that did have to think about that. Mm-hmm. And we're able to see through the development of the different initiatives that we've had the impact that it's making on them, and it's positive. You'll hear their stories of gratitude. They're very grateful. And there's an educational component to it, to where we have these videos to where they can learn how to cook items. Many mm-hmm. of them have not cooked for themselves before. Mm-hmm. And we have staples in the cupboard. So learning how to cook beans and rice and, you know, how do you put together pasta with this and make the most of it? Because our inventory is constantly changing. How do you put this together and make a meal? So for me, education is a big part of it. It's to support them with this bridge, give them the education they need, because we only have this window of opportunity while they're here as students. Mm-hmm. After that, when they graduate, they're going to need to be able to take care of these things for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like there's a very important part of it. And it needed to be on campus because it needed to be accessible. It needed to protect their anonymity for some students. I wanted them to feel safe knowing that if they wanted to go in there and get what they needed and put it in their backpack, nobody needed to know that they were using it. And for them to be confident that they didn't need to justify why they were hungry. And that's why we have designed the program to where they show their student card. And as long as they're a registered student, we only ask them to see the card. And then we ask them how many people will be reached by the food in their mm-hmm. apartment. Sometimes one student will come and there's four people in their apartment. Sometimes it'll be a parent and they have other family members. So that's just a way for us to know how far we're being able to reach. Other than that, I didn't want them to feel like they needed to justify where they were at. We have a large percentage of our students that are high need and Pell Grant eligible. Mm-hmm. Many times with students who are first generation, their families think they're a success because they got into college. So then they don't feel like they can call mom and dad and say, I need help, when they know mom and dad are already struggling, or that their family mm-hmm. unit is already struggling to make ends meet. So they're resilient and they're really trying, but it's not necessary for them to stretch themselves that far. And if they're here and they're doing the right things, and every day they show up on our campus, they're exhibiting hope. Hope that they have a role in the future of the community, and they're here to get their education so that they can be a part of it, a productive member. I'm going to support them.
I agree with you 100%. I think this is very much a student success mm-hmm. type of initiative. Very difficult, as you said, to be able to concentrate on your schoolwork or study late at night if your belly is not full and mm-hmm. you haven't had a meal all day or for 2 days. I've had students come into some of our offices who hadn't eaten for a couple days.
Yes.
And we were able to get them to the cupboard or get them some other programs that we have where they can go grab a meal in a different location on campus.
Yes.
And get them started to a healthier place.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, for all of us, and the older we get, our health is our number one asset.
Right.
And we're trying to teach this very early on. So I commend you for everything you've done. And
thank you.
It's a great vision. And I certainly think that we're way past the starting line, having now, we went from a smaller facility to a larger facility that
yes.
we have that's, I'd say, somewhere between 1,800 square feet or so, 2,000, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of partners who have been very helpful to us.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about, I know you're tireless when it comes to getting out there and helping us with donors. You know, if Mary talks to you, you will want to donate very quickly because of her passion and enthusiasm for not only our cupboard, but our food initiatives here at the university. Tell me a little bit about your work with the donors, how community members can get involved, if this kind of hits a chord for them
yes.
as something that they really believe in. So what kinds of things have you done there, Mary?
Well, the thing is that a program like this is not successful without everybody coming together in some capacity. And there are people who are able to give of their time, and we're so grateful we couldn't do it without our community volunteers, because one of the things that we found out when we did the focus groups was that students did not want to have their peers working there while
That's
they were
right.
getting served. That is a very important element to it. And so we listen to them. And we do have students who work there, but they work when it's closed with shelving and stocking mm-hmm. things and cleaning mm-hmm. and doing that type of stuff. We have some students that are employed, but the majority of the time that the cupboard is actually open, we have community volunteers. We have Rotarians. We have retired people from the campus. We have other people who just, when they hear about this, it touches so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want people to feel, oh, the only way that they can be part of this type of a positive influence on students and helping them with their success is if they write a check.
Mm-hmm.
There are many ways. And we are very grateful for our partners that do write checks. And for the fundraising campaign that we did with March Matchup, we raised over $106,000 in 1 month. And that was just incredible to see people get fired up and want to learn more about the cupboard. But we also have partners with Community Food Bank, Poverello House, Catholic Charities. We have people who bring donations in the back of their car or truck. It varies. And we're making new relationships and getting new partners all the time.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the goal is to serve the students. So I don't get embarrassed about any of it. I just get, you know, and I think that's why I'm fierce for them, because I want them to do their best. And if I can help them in this way, and if our campus can help them in this way, then I feel really lucky that I get to be the person that's out there doing that part of it. I'm very proud. We have people who sit on boards that have a philanthropy component, and they're associated to the campus. They're either alums or just community members who've heard about it, and they call. I give tours all the time. I'm really happy to talk about our program, to show people exactly what it is, because, you know, pictures don't do it justice. And then when you get to be in there and you get to see the impact that it has on students' lives, when I have an opportunity to be in there and helping to stock the shelves and interact with the students, it's their stories. That's what throws me out of bed every morning. It's their stories and what it means to them. And I know it makes a difference. And then it's also trying to be creative with looking at what our other resources are on campus. When we created the catered cupboard, I would be at an event and I would see the food go into the trash. And I couldn't accept that when I knew that right outside the door, we had students that might be dealing with food insecurity.
Sure.
How do we put what we have together? And that was a program that didn't cost the organization any more money because they had food left over. And on a university of this size, you have different lunches and receptions and special speakers that are happening all the time. And then trying to think of how do we reach our students? Social media is a big way to do it. So with the catered cupboard, our students are called after event guests. And so, for instance, if there is a reception and after the reception ends, the students will have a window of opportunity for 20 minutes to come in and to enjoy the food just like our guests did. They get a notification on their phone that there's food in the vintage room from this time to that time.
On the app that we have.
On the app that you have. And they can just go, they show their card that they're a Fresno State student, and they get to enjoy the food that would have went into a trash can that is wonderful food that was prepared for guests. And so that was a creative way of looking at our resources and matching it with the need. And I was really proud with the group from Discover E helped us to develop the app. You know, any way that we can really engage our students in creating these type of things and looking at ways to help and serve each other, even if they are not going to benefit from it. I mean, I like it to be that learning tool to show us that we're here to support each other. We're here to look out for each other, and that one person being successful helps all of us to be successful. And I think that's reflected in that recent ranking that we had by World News Monthly with us being 25th in the country. And the only CSU on that list, it really showed that we are caring for each other in a way on this campus, and we're teaching that to our students so that they can take that into their professional lives.
And pay it forward at some point, hopefully.
That's it. And I'm really proud of them when they are grateful. They are grateful for the community thinking of them. And then what I like about it is that you'll see a student who might come for 4 months, and then you don't see them again because they know it's a bridge. Or you'll see a student who comes in and they just get a power drink and some peanut butter and crackers because they need that meal for that day. There's different levels of need, and I really wanted it to be able to accommodate anybody in the way that they felt comfortable. The added benefit with the catered cupboard was that, you know, we have these amazing speakers that come to the campus. And oftentimes when Joe and I are at an event, we don't get to eat during the event. So afterwards, if we have an opportunity, we'll stay and we'll visit with the after event guests. Well, that gives them an opportunity to network and to have some personal time with professors and other students.
Sure.
So that has been an exciting benefit to the program that we never could have imagined.
Oh, it's a super creative way. I mean, think about it. Some people understand that when we have an event on campus, we can't just take that food back someplace.
No, you can't.
Because of health regulations, we have to get rid of whatever was not eaten at the event.
It can't even leave the room.
Right, exactly. And so by having this app, whatever is left, students can come and get muffins or other kinds of hors d'oeuvres. So why not share the wealth with our students when we've already paid for the items and there will be of no benefit to anyone? So I think it's a really creative, sustainable way to help our students.
Well, and it reduces waste. and we're helping our students. And, you know, it's fun to see them try new things. I love the diversity on our campus. We have students from all different types of cultures. And so at the cupboard, we receive all different types of fresh produce. And so you get something in there that one group will come by and go, oh, I'm not sure about that. But then, you know, wait 15 minutes and there'll be another group of students sure. that would come in and go, oh my gosh, I'm excited. Like, oh, when we had cabbage or bok choy or, right. you know, or some different things like that. So they're trying different things too. And, you know, I'm known for hugs and mm-hmm. for embracing. Mm-hmm. This is a way to embrace them. And sure. when you ask about where it starts and how personal it is for Joe and I, when we were growing up, we both were part at different times of getting the reduced lunch program. And I remembered in the summertime going to summer school and they'd give you a bologna sandwich mm-hmm. and being really excited when it was bologna day because there were kids who didn't like bologna. So I could get two sandwiches, which meant my sister and I would get two sandwiches and we'd eat one sandwich and we'd take the other sandwich home for my mom and dad. Mm. And my mom and dad were both working. My mom was a certified nursing assistant. She was working mm-hmm. graveyard shift, and my dad was milking cows. They were hardworking people. Mm-hmm. But there were times that mm-hmm. that bologna sandwich was it for us. So I know what that feels like. And I also know what it feels like when somebody gives you something and you know that it's because they care for you, mm-hmm. or if they're giving it to you and you feel humiliated. And I never wanted our students to feel humiliated. Mm-hmm. And even when we were in college or when we were starting out as a young married couple, when we would come back home to the Valley to visit our family, before we went back home, my grandma would go through her cabinet, his mom and his grandma would mm-hmm. go through, and they'd put together this care package of miscellaneous items. Mm-hmm. And we'd take it back, and that would get us through the last week of the month.
Sure.
And so sure. we have been part of kind of family pantries.
Right, right.
And I wanted our students to feel that same type of support. Sure, and sure. I think that they're appreciating it and it's making yep. a difference in sure. their time here at Fresno State.
Absolutely. It's an extension of the family. And this right. is their family and their home away from home, I yes. always say. So that's a great thing. I remember my mom, I never went back to college without a box of canned soups
right.
and different things, even made some tuna noodle casseroles sometimes,
yeah.
and you name it. And I always had one big Cuban sandwich to take home with me back to Potsdam, where I was going to school in northern New York. So,
uh-huh.
So yeah, that has memories for me about your family making sure you're healthy when
right,
you go
right.
away. And I had a meal plan, so, mm-hmm. But you know, at night, sometimes you're hungry and you need it when you're late night studying. So,
right.
Well, those are great stories, Mary. It brought me back a little bit to some things in my past also. So one of the things that I want to make sure that our listeners understand, these are just two of the programs that we have, the catered cupboard and our food cupboard here on campus. There are a number of other food security initiatives that we have. And if you go to the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management webpage, you can see a number of the other things that we're doing to help our students be successful with these initiatives. The other thing is that if any of you are inclined to donate, as I said earlier, Mary is tirelessly out in the community getting both volunteers and donations. You can also go to the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management webpage, and there's a donate section, and our development officer, David Embry, can work with you if this is something that's passionate for you, as it mm-hmm. is for Mary and President Castro and myself moving forward. So Mary, really the last question I have for you is, mm-hmm. we've talked about the vision, we've talked about how this helps. Where do you see this in 5 or 10 years? What's your future vision? Maybe you can share some inner secrets that you and the president talk about here about your future vision for food security on our campus.
Well, it's not a secret. I would like to.
I know that.
You know, when we started doing this, we were just really wanting to get something together fast to serve the students. For me, the most difficult part was that year of focus groups. Mm-hmm. Because I would think every day, every meal, I'm missing an opportunity
sure.
to serve them. And that was difficult. So we did a great job of getting that started.
Mm-hmm.
And now to see how much it's grown and where it's come from and mm-hmm. how many partners we have in the community is just really exciting. And I feel blessed to be able to spend some of my time working on these type of issues for our students. What I'd like to see in the future is just finding even more ways, more corporate connections, so that organizations can see that by supporting the cupboard, they are supporting student success. And I mentioned the educational component, working more on that. That's the next level that I really want to make sure that we perfect, is helping our students to enable them to be able to take care of this part of their life once they graduate. You know, just like with the professional clothing closet that we have that helps them to get dressed to go for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
The cupboard is a way to help them prepare themselves to feed their families. And for me in the future, I want us to continue to grow. It's something that it's fresh every year because we have a fresh set of students every year that are coming. And we've even seen the attitude about food security change. And it's changing across the nation. It's getting a lot of attention. This isn't something that's unique to our campus. This is happening mm-hmm. all over the country, mm-hmm. and people are realizing how deeply it affects students who are trying to make the best of themselves. And so I just hope that we can be a positive role model in that movement of serving students in this way. I think that just keeping our eyes open to new and innovative ways to match up what we already have with the need, because there are different levels of need and there's mm-hmm. not one Band-Aid that covers it.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to be able to remain flexible and look for ways that, you know, for the student who just needs that lunch or for the student who needs the bag of groceries, that mm-hmm. we can accommodate them. And then, you know, just getting more of our successful alums engaged. Many of the alums that I talk to who own businesses and who grow food or who have been successful, they faced food security issues when they were students, and it's really personal for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been talking about it already for 3 years, but there are still people who don't know about it. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to really focus on getting the word out more, reaching more people, getting more of the community engaged, and just taking our students to that level of security. I'd like to eliminate it completely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I really appreciate you being on the show this morning. I think my first show actually here before I had my own show, I was on First Lady's Focus.
That's right.
About 2 years ago. So I really appreciate you coming on our show this morning. Mary Castro, First uh-huh. Lady, a great advocate and supporter
Thank you.
Our students, for the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management and the university. We're very fortunate to have such a great First Lady. So thank you, Mary. And at this point, we're going to segue to Jessica Medina, who is the coordinator of Food Security Project here at Fresno State. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
You know, one of the things that keeps coming up is how many students use our cupboard? What kinds of numbers have we seen the last 2 years?
Since opening on November 24th, 2014, we've had over 45,000 visits to the student cupboard, about 5,575 unique students who have come in. So about 24% of our campus population has visited at least one time to the student cupboard over the last 2 years.
Oh, that's amazing. That's
it really,
really,
is.
Really amazing. So you get to see these students every time they come into the cupboard. What do you think their experience is like? You know, how's the cupboard really being received by them?
All of our students are just so thankful for it. I've had students comment about how they don't know how they would have made it without it. I have other students who will see just one time a week, others who will come in more often, others will see at the beginning of the semester and then not again until the following semester. So the students are definitely using it when it's needed for them, and the support, the looks on their faces when they come in and they see the fresh produce that we have or something special on the shelves that week is just an exciting time for them.
That's a good segue to my next question for you. What kind of food do we have at the cupboard? I know we have hygiene items also. Give me some idea what a student should expect when they come over to the cupboard and visit.
Our stock actually changes on a weekly basis depending on what's available from food bank and what donations come in. But students can come in and expect perishable and non-perishable goods. All varieties of canned goods, pastas and pasta sauces, rice, beans, things like that. And then cereal. Oatmeal, coffee sometimes. The variety can be very different each week depending on what we mm-hmm. get. As far as hygiene items go, we are launching our hygiene packs, which will have enough to support a student for an entire month with toilet paper, deodorant, shampoo, toothbrush, toothpaste, and everything that we'll be supplying for our students. So we're very excited to be able to support with lots of different things. And every once in a while, we'll get great things like our Girl Scout cookies that get our students really excited when they come in.
Takes care of their sweet tooth, huh? All right.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, good. Good. So for the student who's listening out there or community members or others, explain how this all works. What's the nitty-gritty? I mean, I know most of our students that come in there are really thankful. I know that it's a great space and there's a lot of wonderful things going on. But what do I expect when I walk over to the cupboard and I walk in? How will I be greeted? What do I need to do? What are the expectations?
We've made the process very, very simple. When students come in through the door, all they have to do is just kind of flash their student ID card. It's like their membership to the student cupboard. When they come in, they grab their basket and they get to go and do their shopping through our student cupboard grocery store, in a sense. They get to fill up their basket with items that they would like, one of each item to fill to the top of the basket. And when they're all done, they'll come to the front desk and that's where they'll slide their ID card with one of our student assistants. Let us know how many in their household will be utilizing the food so that when we pull reports, we're aware of how many we're impacting. And then we bag their groceries for them just like we would at any grocery store. So it really puts a little bit of dignity into being able to get what they want, bagging their food for them, and really supporting them with what they would like for their bag of food for the day.
So it sounds like it's pretty easy. We try to treat every student as an individual, and certainly no reason to ever be embarrassed or anything. This is just another student success initiative that we have here on campus to help our students do well while they're here.
Absolutely. We really want to see all of our students be successful. And this is just one of those ways that we're able to help to provide for their basic needs and really support them along the way. A lot of the students will have conversations with each other about how classes are going, you know, what's going on campus and things like that. So it's really a very friendly place for students to visit with each other as well.
So we now know it's easy to go in, get your basket. We know that you're open certain days of the week in certain hours. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what our hours of operation and days of operation are during the school year?
We are open Monday through Friday during the school year. We're open Monday and Friday from 11 to 4, Tuesday and Thursday 11 to 6, and Wednesdays 10 to 4. So we have about 30 hours a week where our students can come in and be able to receive the items that they need.
Wow, that's great. That's really great. So I know you have some initiatives planned for this year. You want to share with our audience some of the things that you have moving forward?
Definitely. Well, we're very excited to be partnering with CSU Chico as a subcontractor on a CalFresh grant this year. Launching October 1st, we'll be participating in that, to where in the spring semester, we'll be actually bringing CalFresh ambassadors, peer-to-peer ambassadors to the student cupboard to do CalFresh signups. So really increasing that resource for students and that availability to support them with what's at the cupboard, but also get them signed up for food stamps that they may not know they're eligible for. Mm-hmm. To be able to supplement with those things that they aren't able to get from us as well. Really increasing that education component and the resources that are available for our students.
Great. And I know that you're doing something with the Fresno Fair also. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
We are very excited to partner with CBS 47 and the Big Fresno Fair for our Feed the Need drive this year. On September 21st at the Red Lot from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., we welcome everyone to come by and drop off 12 items. 12 items will get you a ticket to the Big Fresno Fair, good Monday through Friday, up to 2 tickets per car. And we're expecting anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 cars to come through.
Wow.
Lots of food that will be donated to Community Food Bank, Salvation Army, and the Fresno State Student Cupboard. After that, we'll be doing a campus drive as well with contests for our clubs and organizations to be able to participate in all the food that's brought into the student cupboard. From that point forward, we'll stay right there for our students.
Oh, that's great. So win-win. You get tickets to the fair and
that's
you
right.
get to help the community here in terms of our Fresno State students.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So Jessica, in addition to the Fresno Fair and some of the other things you've talked about, what kinds of things can the community do to support our food cupboard and our food security initiatives?
We are always looking for partners to be able to support us in our efforts. Everyone knows someone who can donate something, whether it be monetary donation, a food donation, gleaning from their garden or their trees, or even coming in and volunteering with us. We rely quite a bit on the non-student volunteers to come in and help us out during the day. We see 200 to 300 students a day. And so with our small staffing, we need to make sure that we can help to keep those shelves stocked and welcome our students. And our non-student volunteers absolutely enjoy coming in on a weekly basis and being able to mingle with the students, help them out, and support them in that way as well.
Great. So for those of you out there who want to volunteer at the Fresno State Cupboard, work with our coordinator, you can call Jessica Medina. Why don't you give them your contact information, the phone and email address where they can get you, Jessica?
My phone number is 559-278-0866, and you can email me at jemedina, M-E-D-I-N-A, at csufresno.edu.
All right, so before we wrap up this part of the program, Jessica, I know this summer you were involved in a program that was across the CSU on food security issues. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what that project was all about and what's happening at some of the other CSUs? I will say that I believe Fresno State has been at the cusp in the beginning, kind of the trailblazer for a lot of this stuff in terms of food security, just saying. But, you know, tell us a little bit about what you did this summer.
We had the great pleasure, our chancellor, Chancellor White, hosted the very first CSU conference to support students with food insecurity and housing displacement. And it was an absolutely wonderful conference. We had over 185 participants come together from the CSU, UC Community College, advocates in the community, community partners, all to talk about how we can support our students with food security and housing placement. It was a wonderful experience to bring everyone together and have conversations about what we're currently doing. We heard from several campuses that were highlighted in their efforts. And yes, Fresno State was very lucky to be one of those. And we also heard from others who are really looking to get their programs started. So we've been very fortunate to be able to really bring everyone together for this initial conversation and are very excited to start the planning for next year to bring us all together again and see what we've done in the last year. I think a lot of campuses are still trying to get started and others are really leading the way. So we want to make sure that everyone can be there to be able to support our students with their basic needs.
Well, this whole project is a labor of love, I know, for you and for others.
Absolutely.
And everything we can do to support our students to be successful. So I'm really happy we have this. And we have another program that we're just getting off the ground, which is Project Hope. Fresno State and the United Way 211 program are teaming up to work with not only food security and homelessness, but many of the other needs that are gaps where our students do not get the amount of financial aid they need to help them be successful. So that's another thing up and coming, and we'll talk about it in the program sometime this year. Thank you, Jessica, for being here. Appreciate everything you do, and get out there and keep serving our students.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all of the support of our university for being able to do this for our students.
All right, great. I want to end today's program on a couple of notes, couple of comments that have come to us regarding the cupboard that I thought our listeners would like to listen to. So I'm going to read a couple of comments. These are all anonymous. So I think they're really kind of strike to the heart of what the cupboard has done for our students here at Fresno State to help with their success. So here's our first student. I'm a Fresno State student and getting my undergraduate degree through the GI Bill. While I'm going to school full-time, my wife is supporting our family financially. We are expecting our second child soon, and she's off of work for maternity leave. Money is really tight, and it's a struggle to make ends meet. I was encouraged to take advantage of the Fresno State Student Cupboard, so I did. Not only was I treated with dignity, but to my surprise, they even had diapers available. I am thankful to have a little bit of help through this financial rough patch. Second student writes, before the Student Cupboard, my boyfriend and I were struggling to find our next meal. We would go days without eating a substantial meal, and now every day we are able to eat three meals. You don't even understand how much this helped me and my little family. Thank you so much. And the last comment, the Student Cupboard has helped me a lot these few past semesters. My father decided to leave and took almost all of the money we had in our house and the bank account he and my mother shared. We had very little food. A friend suggested that I go to the cupboard. I'm not going to lie, I was afraid to go because I thought I was going to be judged. The cupboard had items that my home really needed. I am very thankful. Thank you for all the help you gave me and you give to students. I'm happy to say my financial situation has improved. Those are just three comments that we've received from our students over the last couple of years. It's clear that the Student Cupboard and all the food security programs that we have here at Fresno State are really impacting our students, helping them to be food secure and concentrate on being successful academically and involved and engage our community. So again, I want to thank all the folks that have supported us through donations, through volunteer service, and just really out there in the community telling others about the things that are happening here at Fresno State. Thanks again to my Fresno State guests, Mrs. Mary Castro, our First Lady, and Jessica Medina, our coordinator, for being here with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us next Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.